and it got Mickey and I. So.
We're coming to you from an undisclosed location.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You have just entered into the Hard Truth with your host, Mohammed Hard Truth Smith, speaking you to Hawk. Prepare yourselves.
In Alhamdulillah, Nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nasta'inuhu.
Hold on.
إن الحمد لله إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به وأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما عما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير هادي هادي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور مفتتاتها وكل مفتتات بدع وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته يا مسلمين throughout the world and we want to say greetings and peace to all of you non-Muslim listeners who came to our show tonight. Welcome to our show. We welcome you whether you are here with good intentions or bad intentions. It doesn't matter. Because the show will go on
all day.
And that's the hard truth. Alhamdulillah.
What's the title of the show?
So, before I get to the title of the show, I got a bone to pick with my co-host. And he didn't know I was about to pick this bone with him.
Oh, man.
Does anybody see these sleeves on this shirt? Look at his sleeves. And then look at my sleeves.
Mohammed got big arms in me.
I don't have big arms. The arms are not that big. These arms are not big. This guy always want to give me these third grade T-shirts.
Wow, third grade.
Third grade T-shirt.
Wow.
Move back to
third grade. Why are you talking yellow? Why are you talking yellow? You're talking yellow.
Alhamdulillah. So tonight, we're incognito.
Incognito. Oh, yes,
incognito. No, I didn't say incognito. I said incognito. I got my glasses
on. Undisclosed location.
Yeah, in Atlanta. Anyway. So, alhamdulillah, we want to talk about government conspiracies against Islam. And the reason I want to bring this topic up, because people are stupid.
Mm.
Flat out, you're stupid. Anything you see on TV, anything the news tells you, you believe it.
All day.
You believe it. You believe everything that TV tells you. And it could be Dalil. There could be proof against what TV tells you, and you still will ride with it. I don't understand that. So tonight we want to talk about this. We want to get in this subject because there are so many things going on in this crazy, mad world of ours that we need to be aware of. And I know I'm going to talk about this and half of you people out there, you're not going to believe me. You're going to say, oh, he's just blowing hot smoke up my behind and so on and so forth.
Comes to that nature.
So I don't care if you don't believe me or not. We're going to give you the hard truth. It's up to you if you want to accept it. Most people cannot handle the truth. And that's the sad part about it. Because if we understood what the truth was, then best believe people would be running to it. People would be hopefully changing their lives and the way they do things, you know? Mm-hmm. So without further ado, we want to make sure we want to give you the truth, and we want to know if you can handle the truth. But like Jack Nicklaus said,
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
We're going to see how many of y'all can handle the truth today. We'll be right back, inshallah. And that is the hard truth. Told you that he's crazy.
The Hard Truth is sponsored by Ask a Muslim. If you want to know how to fix your car, ask a mechanic. If you want to know about the law, ask a lawyer. And if you want to know about Islam, ask a Muslim. Bringing the truth about Islam one person at a time. Visit the website at www.askamuslim.com or call in toll free 1-855-968-2756.
Alhamdulillah. Now, Ali, does your computer have sound on it?
Yes.
I want you to go to YouTube for a minute.
Yes.
I want you to pull up Long Kiss Goodnight and Conspiracy.
Long Kiss Goodnight.
And Conspiracy. Now, the reason why I want to bring this to our listeners' attention tonight is because it's very prevalent. We just came from 9-1-1.
Wow.
We just came from 9-1-1. Okay, pick, get the one with Samuel Jackson. Okay, that'll work. Either one will work. Not that one. All right, do one with Samuel Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, before you play it, pause it for a minute. Now, I want everyone to listen carefully to this because this was 9-1-1. In a movie that came out, I believe, 1996, before the World Trade Center happened. What was that, 3 or 4 years before the World Trade Center?
No,
five years before the World Trade Center.
Yep.
Now, it's very important that we talk about this because it shows how the government uses media to help dumb down the people, help numb the people. And so when it happens, you say, wow, you know, I can't believe such and such did it. But yet, the government did it themselves. Now, some of the key points I want you to listen to in this clip. They say, how do you fake killing 4,000 people? How many people died in the World Trade Center? 4,000 people died. 4,000 people died. They said, they're blaming on the Arabs. Who did they blame it on?
Arabs.
Mm-hmm. Right? So, now listen to this clip very carefully, and inshallah, see what you can dissect from, and you can go to YouTube yourself and type in a low kiss goodnight conspiracy theory, inshallah. I don't know if you guys can hear this. Pause it. Now, what happens is the movie was called Long Kiss Goodnight.
Mm-hmm.
And what America does, it's a movie out now that's called Kill the Messenger.
Yep.
Now, if anyone knows any history about America, I was shocked that they put this movie out. Because it told, I guess since Ronald Reagan is dead, I guess, wow, whoop-de-doo, we can say it now because he's no longer here. But what they did, the American government, what was it? Not Q, it was
Iran-Contra.
Before Iran, but they went to
Beirut.
No, over in the South America. What is the country? I can't think of it. Was it Cuba?
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, it's in a movie called Kill the Messenger, and I know some Muslims don't look at movies, but you need to watch this movie because it really tells how the government works. What they did.
Nicaragua,
there it is. What they did, they flew drugs from Nicaragua, put them on the streets of America. Everybody know the name Rick Ross, Freeway Rick Ross, not the rapper, not this big buffoon.
Ross.
We're talking about the real Rick Ross. We're talking about the real guy in South Central California.
Mm-hmm.
They gave him all this dope, what they call freebase back in, showed him how to cook it up and make crack. Now, what would he do? He would sell the drugs and give it to this Puerto Ricans. What country was it again?
Nicaraguan guy
who was working for the government. And what he would do, he would give the money to the government, a portion of it to the government. He made millions of dollars, of course. And the government used this money to buy guns to fund the uprising in Nicaragua and whatever other country it was where they were uprising. Now, my first point, why is it that the government will put drugs mainly in our communities, African-American communities, and kill our people and then use it to help kill somebody else? But they put drugs. You know, this is our government who's supposed to love us and protect the people.
That whole Ollie North trial.
The Oliver North trial.
Who he took the fall for that.
Of course, he was the lowest man on the totem pole.
Yeah, exactly.
He had to take the fall. Of course, he didn't really do no time or nothing.
He just kind of faded away.
Bad Ollie.
It all got exposed, so when it got exposed, somebody's got to be the fall guy. You know, we'll take care of you for the rest of your life. Just stand up there and say, yes,
exactly.
I blew it.
And hold on.
Nobody else.
And when you watch the movie, the reporter who blew this story out the water, what happened to him? They said he committed suicide by shooting himself twice in the head. Now, I'm not a mathematician or something, but I'm pretty sure if I shoot myself one time in the head, I'm not going to do it twice because I'm going to be dead by the first shot.
Impossible. If you shoot yourself in the head and your body tenses, you might pull the trigger twice.
No.
I'm trying to give him a good
example. I'm not buying it.
You're not buying it?
I'm not buying it.
Too expensive.
No, it's too expensive. So the reason why I'm bringing this point up, we want to get back to 911, but the reason why I'm bringing this point up is because it shows that the governments play games. And we're not just talking about American government. I don't want everybody to think I'm just jumping to America. This is our country. We love our country. We was born here. But, you know, some of the things that go on in our country, I'm just not cool with. So, now, let's go back to the video. Now, hold on. Before we go to the video, what happened was if Congress decides they want to cut off funding to a particular branch of the government
mm-hmm.
or a particular entity of the government, then those people sometimes go about their own way to get the money. And they might do it illegally, but they have so many loopholes. They can say it's in the interest of national security.
Yeah.
You know, like they did to our computer tonight. Our internet was not even working tonight, was it?
Nope.
We hotspotting everything. It's no doubt that they could be jamming us. If you go to the West End right now, in the West End of Atlanta, no one's Wi-Fi works unless you have a hard cable. But if you have, like, clear or something, it's jammed. And it's only in this one area. These are the games they play. So let's get back to the show. Press play so the people can hear it, inshallah. And if you can't hear it, just bear with us for a minute.
Budget and
trees. Blame it on the Muslims.
Oh, we got to stop right there.
Blame it on the Muslims.
Blame it on the Muslims.
You said naturally.
Naturally.
I mean, who else? Naturally, who else you going to blame it on?
Oh, wow.
Blame it on the Muslims. Ain't that deep?
That's really
Now, I'm going to explain something to you guys. It's about money and power. If you don't know how this world operates, there are those who eat and those who feed, and these people feed off of other people. That's how they survive. That's how they live. They always have to have somebody up under them. Now, we look at Osama bin Laden. You have a lot of Muslims making takfir against him and saying he's this and saying he's that. Do you think that Afghanistan war was about Osama bin Laden, was about terrorism?
Wait a minute, hold up. Osama bin Laden, Afghanistan, it's the second time.
Second time. Well, the first time,
he was
rolling with the CIA.
Oh.
Remember, they gave him the Westerns and everything to defeat Russia.
Hmm.
You know, they gave him AK-47s and stuff.
So this is a pattern that they do.
Yes.
You help them, then they kill you.
Well, you help them, but once you get in their pocket, you become their puppet.
Yeah.
You see what
I'm
saying?
He wasn't in the pocket, though. He was something else.
Well, see, the problem was, what happened was, everything was fine. Everything was fine and dandy. And then, of course, they say, well, we need to come over here, and we need to get these poppy plants. Now, these little poppy plants produce,
of course.
What are they? Can you please tell our listeners?
Opium, heroin, morphine.
If anybody doesn't know what these things are, these are drugs. Drugs.
Real drugs. Top shelf drugs.
If anybody knows anything about the world or America, drugs is the biggest selling commodity that is legal and that is illegal. Pharmaceutical companies have the ability, only a lot heals, but they have the ability to give you a drug to cure a disease, right? But they don't give you that because why? Because
then you don't have any money, then you lose money.
They can't make money. So they give you something like the commercial. I love the commercials. If you take this drug, it will help this, but your arm will fall off, your nose will start bleeding, you'll start throwing up.
You can have headaches. No, they do it like this. They say possible skin irritation, headaches, nosebleed, and possible death.
They always say death at the end. When I heard death, I was like,
wow.
And you're going to take it?
Like, I'm taking this risk. Like,
because my elbow hurts?
Not a life. One thing I want to say about that before I forget the point. If anybody ever notices that in this country, there's an entity called the FDA.
Mm-hmm.
The FDA is actually the Food and Drug Administration. I was reading a book by a guy that they actually refuted. His name is the guy that wrote Keith Kenneth something. He wrote the book What They Don't Want You to Know About Food or something like that, whatever his name is. But they refuted this guy, whatever. But in the book he says, why would you have an entity that for the feed the people, why do you put food and drugs together? The food makes you sick, drugs supposed to heal you. It's just ridiculous.
Well, check this out. We had a guy, and I swear, I wish I didn't work so hard so I can get all my information. This individual was hired by the FDA to do a study on the food that we eat. What is the main ingredient you find in almost all food?
Corn syrup.
Corn syrup.
High fructose corn syrup.
Now, we have high fructose corn syrup in all of our food, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this man found that inside high fructose corn syrup is an ingredient that changes the gender of whatever eats it or intakes it.
Starts messing with the molecular structure and all these
things. Yeah. So now we wonder, there's a lot of gay people walking around here. There's a lot of people who like the same sex, so they shouldn't be doing that. And, I was like, man, why is this happening like this? And then when they made this study, wow, there it is. It makes sense. Now, we're going to take a quick break because I know everybody wants to say America's a big, bad country. Oh, America, guess what? Your country ain't no better.
Mm.
And we're about to get into that.
Especially y'all Brits.
And that's the hard truth.
That's the hard truth.
Inshallah.
And I'm unapologetic.
We'll be right back, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi
For the best quality in 24-karat gold, visit AA Jewelry Store located at 2210 Morse Road, Columbus, Ohio, 43229, Suite B1. Inshallah, you'll find the most beautiful rings, necklace, and much, much more. Give them a call, 614-269-8874, or email them at globalcohio@hotmail.com. That's globalcohio@hotmail.com.
Paz New and Used Tires, located at 3910 Cleveland Avenue, Columbus, Ohio, specializes in the best quality services and new and used tires. Paz also mounts and laser balances all tires. Give Paz a call and tell him Muhammad Hartruth Smith sent you.
Alhamdulillah. Now, I know you guys don't want to hear this, but I got to say it. And the reason why I have to say it is because you don't want to hear it, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
People want to feel safe. So now who am I talking to? I'm talking to the Muslims. talking to the people who are on the bandwagon of these different groups.
Wow.
Who are claiming to be Salafi, who are claiming to be Hanafi,
wow,
who are claiming to be Shafi, who are claiming to be Hanbali, who are claiming to be Sufi. Yes, whatever. You know, I'm so-and-so. I'm this, I'm that. You know, but they all just what? Wick, wick, whack. So my point is, you guys don't even see the games that's being played in our religion. That is so astounding to me. You know, I've been around for, alhamdulillah, over 20 years practicing Islam. I became Muslim when I was 18.
Wow.
And I can say my mama, alhamdulillah, and the people I was around didn't raise no food. And one thing I came to understand is these are men who are at the helm of this. They're men.
Yes.
You know, alhamdulillah for the elders and the scholars and for having our imams and this and that. But this thing is bigger than Nino Brown, y'all.
All day.
It's bigger than Nino Brown.
Because they're trying to turn everybody into G-Money.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, I'm going to give you an example. We have the ulema,
mm-hmm,
and we're not going to pick out any particular ulema. And people, there's not only six ulema in the world. There's thousands of ulema in the world.
No, it's only seven.
It's only seven?
Yeah, and they all live in Saudi.
They all live in Saudi?
Yeah. If you don't get them, it ain't the hot.
Wow. Did y'all hear that? It's only seven ulema in this great, big world.
There's none in Africa.
None?
In the United States. There's none in Pakistan. There's none in Malaysia. They're all from Saudi.
There's got to be somebody in the North Pole.
No, he got refuted.
He got refuted?
Yeah, last week.
Because it was too cold.
It was too cold. He said something.
I think he was trying to put his pants leg down so his ankles wouldn't freeze.
And they said, you're out of here.
Oh, they kicked him out.
No, it's fine.
So, my point is, here it is. We have all these great scholars throughout the world, and everybody says, I'm on this, and you're wrong, and I'm this, and you're wrong, and this and that, and so on and so forth. I got a question, and this is my heart to challenge to those who say they have knowledge of the religion or increasing their deen. Where is the caliph?
Wow.
Where is the Amir al-Mu'mineen? How come no one is claiming, we have all these great scholars out here. And I do mean great from my heart. I love these guys. You know, they teach us our religion. But why are they leaving off a part of our religion? For what?
SubhanAllah. You know, if you think about that, if Uthaymeen one day just stood up, rahimahullah, my man, if he had just stood up one day and said, we need to choose a khalifa, we have me and Bin Baz, Sheikh Mad Khalid, any of them, Saadi, any of them, he could have chosen any one of them. And we would have
followed them. Nasruddin Albani?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Oh, yeah, it was you.
No.
What happened?
Mad Khalid, you have Sheikh, you have Asadi. Any of them could have chosen. And if Uthaymeen had did it himself, everybody would have followed. I would have followed him.
Alhamdulillah. I have no problem with that. But see, that's my point. I went to a lecture in Dearborn. It was a tele-lecture.
Tele-link.
And we was in the Dearborn Master in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Drove up from Ohio to Michigan, and the most amazing thing happened. They were refuting one of the guys. I can't remember which group. I don't really care which group it was.
Is it Tahrir?
Man, it was just like Boko Haram or something. One of them type. You know. Yeah, something like that, right? So what they said was that the brother was wrong because he didn't go seek permission to do what he did. Do you understand what's wrong with that statement?
Seek permission from who?
Thank you!
There's no one to seek permission from.
I'm going home. Listen. I'm about to go home. Brother, that's my point. So let me tell you what I did. So I went back to Ohio, and I asked one of the brothers brother from the cellar who I respect greatly. This is just bothering me, I'm sorry. I just got to get out your beard, brother. I respect the brother from the cellar, and I respect his ilm and everything, man. The brother said some things one time. I was like, wow, subhanAllah, this brother is deep in knowledge, you know. And so I asked the brother, Fulan, I ain't going to say his name. So I said, Fulan, I said, The scholar on the Telelink said that these brothers are to be rejected because they didn't seek permission. So I'm asking, who do we seek the permission from? He said, I don't know. I said, well, now these brothers are in touch with the Ulema. They're in touch with the Ulema. I'm saying they got the best Hajj package ever. You want to go to Hajj for $4,000 or something? These brothers got to hit me up. I'll hook you up with them, inshallah. Love the Hajj package. You know, it ain't no $7,000 and that outrageous, you know, people making money off trying to send people to Hajj. That's a conspiracy as doggone self, you know.
Yeah.
So my point is, I said, hold on, Shay. I said, that ain't going to work for me. This is Muhammad Hartree Smith. You got to give me something better than that. Mm-hmm. I need something.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, it's got to be somebody. He said, well, I guess he should have checked with Saudi Arabia.
Mm-hmm.
And when he said that, the first thing that came to my mind was Las Vegas. I'm sorry. The first thing that came to my mind was Las Vegas. So, inshallah, we want to hear from some of our listeners. We're going to take a quick break, inshallah. And we want to hear from some of our listeners about your take on this. And we got more things to talk about, inshallah. But, inshallah, the number is 347-324-3601. That's 347-324-3601. If you want to call in and say something, or if you're already online, just press the number 1 on your phone, and we'll get to you, inshallah. We're going to take a quick break, pay some bills, inshallah, and that's the hard truth.
Looking for a quality used car? Look no further than Spectrum Motor One, located at 3238 West DeVille Road, Columbus, Ohio, 43231. Not only does Spectrum offer good quality cars, but also a nationwide warranty, 40-point inspection, buy here, pay here, zero interest, as well as halal Islamic financing. Call Spectrum, 814-477-4388, or email them at spectrummotor1@gmail.com. And if you tell them Muhammad Hartree Smith sent you, expect a 30% discount, and that's the hard truth.
Furniture Land, Ohio, located at 1395 Morse Road, Columbus, Ohio, 43229. Furniture Land, Ohio offers the most beautiful furniture for a beautiful price. Good and durable. They stand behind their products. Quality, service, and great deals are what they stand for. Call them at 614-447-8505 or email them at furnituralandohio2@ymail.com. And if you tell them Muhammad Hartree Smith sent you, you will get 10% off your purchase, inshallah. And that's the hard truth.
Alhamdulillah. Now, that's one of my biggest pet peeves already. I really don't understand why no one is trying to establish caliphate. Now, we got these ISIS guys, and I really don't talk about them that much because I really don't know too much about them. I don't say yay, I don't say nay. I don't know too much about them. You know, like people were saying that, yeah, they got some pictures of some ISIS guys with Marine tattoos on their arms and stuff.
With Nikes on all.
Yeah, so,
all that,
I mean, well, Nikes is worldwide.
So they all had the same kind.
They all had the same type of Nikes?
Yeah, man.
Maybe they knocked over a Nike store in Dubai or something. Like.
No, they don't go to Dubai. So in the middle of wherever they were, they knocked over
a Nike
store.
Nike stores. They just dug up some Nikes out of the sand.
You know what's funny? You mentioned the Khalifa a few minutes ago. I wanted to recommend a book. Like, your brother recommended a good movie, Long Kiss Goodnight. Another good movie is Kill the Messenger. But there's also a good book called Confessions of a British Spy.
Mm-hmm.
This British spy that the Brits, UK, the colonialists, who colonized more places than anybody on the planet. I like Britain, though. But, you know, they colonized more places than anybody on the planet. Now, listen, the government sent this guy. They said, look, we're having problems with these Muslims. You know, they're causing, that's a virus. They're causing.
That's your hand up, sir.
No. Actually, it's a virus.
He sent it to me.
Yeah, but it keeps sending it over and over again. Oh. Right. But they sent this man over there to fake like he's accepting Islam. He goes over to the Muslim lands. After a certain amount of time, he returns and he says, listen, y'all aren't going to beat the Muslims. They said, why? He said, because the average Muslim knows more about his religion than are Christian scholars. The average everyday baker, you know, street sweeper knows more about his deen than our Christian scholars. That was in the 1920s. And, of course, we know in 1924 the Khalifa was gone. So let's take
a look.
Yes, very much so. Young Turks and all them.
Sell out.
So let's take a look. From 1924 to 2014,
mm-hmm.
Guess what, 90 years?
That's 90?
I think. Yeah,
you said 1924.
Yes, because 2024 would be 100 years. So it's about 90 years. 90 years. So
we got coming up.
So check this out. Let me ask you a question. The average Muslim knows what about Islam now? Average Muslim knows doesn't even know how to make wudu properly. What breaks the wudu? What do you have to make sajda sal for? Oh, they might not even know what sajda sal is. We don't know our deen. So this is what he said. This is what they decided. The governments that were against Islam said, look, the only way we're going to beat them is to attack their education system.
Mm.
You have to destroy anything, you either have to take their lineage, which you can't because we have hadiths and things. They can't break that like they did the Africans that came to America. So what they decided to do is attack the education system. If you look back, if you study classical Islam, you'll know that when the word hafiz is mentioned, it's not talking about Quran. Everybody memorized Quran back then. It was standard. It's just something you did.
Mm-hmm.
Now, somebody memorized Quran, they have a party, and everybody's dancing and doing. That was nothing. That's just something the people did. When they said a hafiz, they meant he memorized over 100,000 hadith.
SubhanAllah.
You know, so
because this hafiz in different parts of Islam, right?
Yeah, no. But what I'm saying is, when they mention hafiz, it never. Classical Islam, you'll never hear where it's talking about him memorizing Quran.
Because it was just normal.
It was like us when we learn how to walk. It was just something that you do.
It's like us. We put on a Lil Wayne.
Yeah, Lil Wayne.
We memorize that. You know,
but can't memorize. You know, out of the last Jews.
Yeah, we can't.
May Allah help us.
And you know, that's amazing, because there's so many people who've been Muslim for so many. We talk about this all the time. So many people been Muslim for so many years. And still cannot even recite Qul Hu Allahu Ahad right.
If you've been Muslim 5 years, you should at least have memorized the last Jews. You have no excuses.
So we're going to, before we jump, we're going to take a caller, inshallah,
mm-hmm.
And then we're going to move on to some more prevalent issues. Because another thing I want to talk about, and it is another topic, but we're going to kind of integrate this because the way that the people use racism to keep the Muslims divided.
Ooh.
You know, and I'm telling you, it's real. So we're going to take a caller, inshallah. Air code 678, last four digits, 4976. Welcome to the Hard Truth with your host, Muhammad Hard Truth Smith.
As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salamu alaykum. Brother Amir.
Alhamdulillah, now this is Abdurrahman.
Abdurrahman, as-salamu alaykum.
Alhamdulillah, from Philly, man. Sahih's brother. Alhamdulillah, man, I finally got the link to work right. I know you were saying we was getting jammed, and so I had audio but no picture. So alhamdulillah, now I got the picture in. So my comment was regarding some of the groups. I came across a hadith
mm-hmm.
where the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, had told the companions, radiallahu anhum, that there will come a time when there will be groups of people that will be calling the people to Jahannam, calling the people to the hellfire. So the companion said, how will we know who these people are? He said, they will be from amongst us. They will be speaking our language. And they said, well, what should we do? They said, the Prophet, peace upon him, he said, do not follow them. Cling to the imam or the leader, to one group. And if you cannot find the one group or that leader, then cling to the trunk of a tree until death finds you.
And so
I look at that in relation to some of these groups, you know, and the Prophet warned us, peace upon him, of these groups, that we should stand clear of them. So you talk about Khalifa, mm-hmm. and the Prophet said that you should find the imam and a group of Muslims, the one body of Muslims, and follow that imam. If you cannot find that imam, then cling to the trunk of a tree until death finds you. So alhamdulillah that you guys are doing the hard
work.
MashaAllah.
Now,
awesome.
Before we let you off the line, brother,
I want to say something about that, because it's like we live in that time.
We are.
If you think about it, man, it's like you got this group, that group, this group, and all of them got some good in it.
All of them.
All of them got some good in it.
You know? Well, not all of them.
Well, not all of them. But
somebody
might say Salon Lakers. But my point is, but there's also something missing or something not good in it. You know, we look at the Hadith of Abdul Rahman when it was time of the Tabi'in. It was Ibn Abbas's Kunya. Remember when he was coming to the Masjid for Fajr? And he was on his way to the Masjid for Fajr. And one of the companions came out and said, we see the people doing something that seems like it has much good in it.
Mm.
But we never seen Rasulullah s.a.w. do this. We never seen him do it.
Yeah.
So he came into the Masjid. What were they doing? They were sitting in the circle, and they were throwing stones in the middle, saying, SubhanAllah.
Counting stones. Something.
Yes. And
he was
in the back. That's it.
In
the back. So what he said was, what did he tell him? He said, either you have a religion that is hate on Rasulullah, it's better than Rasulullah s.a.w., or you have created a great evil. And I try to explain this to people. Because we have some people who be on this black nationalist crap, and then they this and they that, you know. And I'm like, you can't mix that with the religion.
Not at
all. But see, this is the way going back to the education, or we should say the miseducation that they're giving the people.
Yeah.
And the Islam should be pure. We want the Islam to stay pure. We want it to be pure, you know what I'm saying? But it's not pure. The Islam itself is pure, but the people are not pure. They're changing it. They're trying to change it. They're trying to fit their desires. So I understand exactly what you're saying, but it's like sometimes I just want to take my family and say, listen, we're about to go be some hermits. I'm about to get me three wives. I mean, what, four wives, get three more, go to the doggone side of a mountain, and we're going to boil some roots and eat worms and stuff until we die. Just to get away from the fitna.
It's a shame. It's a shame because, you know, when you look in terms of the groups and the sects that have come up, it's one for each type of personality. Mm-hmm. Whatever, anybody that comes to Islam, there's a group for you. I don't care if you're a thug. I don't care if you're arrogant. I don't care if you're very mystical. I don't care what you are. There's a group for you. Now, the problem is that, like you said, each group, like, I'm not going to name the people, but basically, it's a group that I call the admonishers. They're right. Everybody else is wrong. Finger pointing. You. They have very much good in them. Very much benefit. But you're missing a part of adab, and you're missing a part of akhlaq and love of the people.
And that connection, that spiritual connection
to the deen. Then you have a group that are very spiritual. Maybe a little too spiritual. And they do things that is not of the sunnah of the Rasulullah. Then you have groups that are, well, I call them the people of Amal, the people that do, the people of workers. But this is more like what you're talking about, where they're more like black nationalists, or they into this whole tribalism thing. Now, each one of the groups has something good.
You're missing a group now. You're missing a group who say, I'm Muslim, but we ain't got to do what they used to do back in the old days.
There's a group that says, there's a group that the sisters hijabs do this every year.
Yeah, the hijab, they call the fadeaway hijab. They fade away.
They fade away. They start sliding.
It's like the brother's beards. The beards be, some of them never even grow.
They don't even grow. I remember a sister told me that her spiritual leader, I'm not going to say the brother's name because he has passed away, rahimahullah, may Allah forgive him, whatever he's done. But she said that he said that their hair was their hijab.
Their hair?
Their hair was their hijab. This is what he said. He said he had his own tafsir of the Quran, and yo, he got a lot of people follow him. Hundreds of thousands of countries follow this man.
Nobody, like, punched him in the nose?
No. They used to follow his father, who was kind of strange.
Okay. Well, listen. Hold on. I want to go back to this spiritual thing, because I've been trying to fly a carpet for a while now. I need a carpet. I want to fly.
I know a brother had you supposed to be on here today. He has carpets in stock.
I'll be like, just Dr. Lakai for calling in, brother. We appreciate you. We appreciate that. Inshallah, stay tuned in, brother. Inshallah, the show's still going on. And inshallah, we'll be tuning in every week. Inshallah.
No doubt. Inshallah.
So the brother made he brought up a good point. I mean, because Aki, all this homosexual stuff jumping off, all this. I'm serious. I'm really just ready to take my family and say, you know what, I'm out. You know.
I mean, and really, that's there. Really about that's really about where it's at right now. But then it's like, where do you go? The places I wanted to go, Yemen, they done got in there because the ilm was being taught, the real ilm was being taught without all the sidebar, was being taught, so they got it that. You can't go to Syria, you can't go to Egypt. I mean, it's ridiculous. So when you look at it, when you look at it from that point of view and what's really going on, I mean, they're attacking Islam from every angle.
Every angle.
Yo, you remember when you was a kid, right? You remember Sesame Street?
Yes.
Let me ask you a question.
Oh, boy.
When Sesame Street came on.
Sesame Street.
Sesame Street, no, this is real talk.
I know. Go ahead.
And when Sesame Street came on, do you remember what's the first thing you said before the show actually came on? It took me like a week. I was talking to Abdul Muhammad about the Rahimahullah, and it took me a week. It says, this is sponsored by the RAND Corporation.
The RAND?
R-A-N-D. The RAND Corporation is the same corporation who put out a report, how to make a moderate Muslim. They said that the government should, you know how they do census? They said, you ask people if they're Muslims. If they say yes, you give them this questionnaire to find out where they lie in, and then you can deal with them accordingly.
So if you throw the questionnaire back in your face,
then you're going to Guantanamo.
You're just a radical.
But see, check it out. Funny part is, I remembered that. It stuck in my head. Guess who the RAND Corporation is now? They've got Sesame Street in Afghanistan.
Wow, for real?
Why? Yeah, a black dude that was gay. Remember, Gordon.
Gordon was gay. He was on it with the black girl. That wasn't his
chick. Yo, the dude was all sweet, dude. He was so... Yo, they never showed real life. It was always about imagination and these things. It was never
like
about real life. So, as a child, we needed real life.
Mm-hmm.
But they gave people this whole facade. You know what I'm saying?
Now I got this song stuck in my head. Thanks a lot, Brother Ali.
Sorry.
How to Get the Sesame Street song.
Wow.
Oh, man. I got the song in my head, you know, so subhanAllah, we gotta go ahead and get the song out. It ain't, I don't know. Thank you.
Woo.
You know, they had that on Sesame Street, too. They had the buzzer.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's deep. You said it. You know why? Because it starts at a young age.
Programming.
Yeah, programming starts with our children. You know, and I tell my wife, like, listen, I don't want the kids watching anything with music in it.
That's like art. Everything has music in it.
Everything.
You can't even go to the gas station without music.
When my 11-year-old is singing Earth, Wind, and Fire songs better than I know them.
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Earth, Wind, and Fire. I'm like, how did you? Don't act like you don't know Earth, Wind, and Fire. No,
that's before my time, though, really.
It's before all of us. Well, not really.
Yes, it is. Yeah, it is. It's before your time. That was like our mother's stuff.
But yeah, well, our mothers played it.
Yeah, I was an 80s kid.
My point is,
Cindy Lauper and all that.
Cindy Lauper, for real.
Yeah, time after time, I like that song. What? The Thompson.
I think I go to a break. I'm about to hit with Madonna.
I like Madonna too, but Cindy Lauper time after time was really
nice. Anyway, anywho. My daughter came out singing Earth, Wind, and Fire.
The Blind Chick?
I don't know who it is.
So that's the Blind Chick, bro.
But listen, I don't. My daughter was singing Earth, Wind, and Fire song. I said, where did you hear this from? How do you know this song? And she said, on one of her shows. So what happens is they program our children from the beginning. And it's a conspiracy because they want the people to be robots. Now, I got a question for my listeners. And whoever can answer this question,
we'll get a conspiracy shirt.
We'll get a conspiracy shirt. Matter of fact, we'll give you this one off his chest and we'll sign it.
Y'all like
that? Oh, really love. Okay. I got a question for my listeners. Why do you think Islam is being attacked all over the world? And you got to give, I want the Muhammad Hartruth Smith answer. I don't want what you think. I want to know if you know what I think.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want a free T-shirt, answer this question. Hit the one on your on your keypad, and I want to hear your answer, inshallah. And while you're thinking about it, we're going to take a quick break, inshallah, and that's the hard truth. And I got to find my commercial. Here we go.
Do you need to install a door, replace a broken window, or maybe add on to your home, build a shed in your backyard, or build the dream home you always wanted? Look no further. Smith & Associates Property Maintenance and Contracting will help make your dreams a reality. Good pricing, quality work, and honest Muslims. Smith & Associates will be your first and final stop, inshallah. Give them a call at 770-504-5993 or email smithapnc@gmail.com. If you own multiple units, ask about our maintenance program. Located in the Atlanta area and servicing surrounding cities, Smith & Associates Property Maintenance and Contracting, 770-504-5993. Got an idea? Give us a call.
Listen, I was reminded of something. I don't know if anybody remembers a brother, one of my favorites, and I'm unapologetic about it. His name is, we're going to call him Sheikh Anwar al-Awlaki, my man.
Did you say Anwar al-Awlaki?
Yes.
Look out for the troll strike.
Yo, I don't care what anybody says. He was refuted by some dudes who, whatever they said, but these are the same guys who are sitting in these big offices next to the king's door.
Tell them Hadith.
So, you know, I'm not even going to mention the Hadith.
Can I mention it?
Mention the Hadith.
The Prophet ﷺ said.
They never talk about it.
They never talk about this Hadith. The Prophet ﷺ said, beware of the scholars who sit next to the doors of the kings. SubhanAllah.
Now, listen, check this out. The brother, Awlaki, was an American citizen. He was born in New Mexico, went to Yemen as a child, studied, memorized Quran, you know. He was over here living with his family and everything. Then he happened, one day he saw what these people were doing to Muslims around the world. And he's like, this is it. I'm out of here. So.
Now, he never raised a weapon, from my understanding,
to anyone. But from what I remember, is I think it was, he was cool when he did the sitter of Muhammad, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
I loved it.
When he, beautiful. Man. When he did Abu Bakr. But then, when he did the lecture, Battle of the Hearts and the Minds, that was it.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, now he's public enemy number one. What did he do? He said, this is why they refuted him, and you tell me what you think. You tell me what you think. Now, these men that refuted him are scholars. I am not. But I thought I understood what the man said. The man said about Palestine, he said, if you attack a people, you take away you kill their children, you take away their food, you allow no one in the world to help them, you take away their weapons, you bomb their homes, you put them in concentration camps. He said he understands why they blow themselves up. He never said that was permissible. And they refuted him for that. I understand why they blow themselves up. Once you get to a point, you they felt like they had nothing else to do. Now may Allah, you know, I don't know about, I wouldn't do that. We know that that's against Islam. But still, the point is, if I see a big dude messing with a little kid and the little kid punch him in his face, that's not right. But I know why he did it. Mm-hmm. So you have to take things into context. And what really kills me is who gets paid to sit around all day and watch lecture after lecture waiting for a guy to say one mistake. There it is right there. We got him.
We got him.
Write it down.
Bill, we got him.
He just made a mistake in his recitation. He's totally off the hop. This is terrible. We have to do something about this.
Now, I want to say why you understood it so well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to stand now. I'm not talking to the African-Americans. I'm talking to those outside of the so-called minority in America. We're going outside of everybody else. Just sit back for a minute so I can explain something to the people, inshallah. The reason why you can understand what he was saying is because that has been the condition of a lot of African Americans and Hispanics in America. What do I mean?
You're tired.
They turn to crime because the oppression of the society. Now, I'm not ever going to let that be an excuse. I guess I'm here with the Jones strike tonight.
Yes.
Because I'm saying I understand. But the thing is, I'm not saying ever use that excuse because I've been through oppression. But alhamdulillah, I put my trust in Allah and Allah provides. But for people who don't have that understanding of putting their trust in Allah, when they cannot get a job, when they cannot make no money, they can't take care of their families and their kids, and so they shouldn't be having kids anyway because half of them just sleeping around. But they are not able to take care of their families. What do?
Whatever you can.
They go out and commit crimes to get money. I'm going to give you an example of how America works for those who don't understand. And maybe white America don't even know this, and maybe some of them do. Some of them actually do, because we talked about this before. But I'm going to let you in on a well-known secret. So it's the game that the government plays in front of your eyes. Now, there was, at the time, oppression. Black people couldn't get jobs. You couldn't eat at the front of the restaurant. You had to go out back and take the whiz if you had to use the bathroom.
Yeah, for a water fountain. Yeah, just all sit on benches.
Don't look at a white woman. You get your eyes smoked out.
And it chilled up.
Okay. Now, let's fast forward. What happens? They start opening up jobs. They say, well, we got to start being equal. So on and so forth, right? So they start opening up the jobs, right? And now, who gets the first job? Of course, the white man. Because if it's white, it's what?
Right.
It's right. Now, after the white man gets the job, usually his woman was sitting at home, but then they had this World War I and World War II and so on and so forth, and they had this women's lib. Women had to go to work and start working in the factories to open up a lot of jobs. Now, fast forward a little farther. Now they start opening up jobs to African-Americans. Who got the job first?
White people.
No. For African-Americans.
The women.
The black women. Why?
Because they're easier to control than the men.
Nope.
That's what I understand.
To cause instability in the black house. Think about it. Give you an example.
No, but look at it in terms of slavery, it was the same process.
Same process.
The Willie Lynch thing.
Yes.
Beat the big black Negro up, tar and feather him, because mama gonna protect her boy.
Mm-hmm.
So the next generation that come after him, listen, do what master say. Yeah, it'd be good if you do what master say.
I'm about to break all that down. I'm going to give some hard truth tonight.
I corrected it, by the way.
So the woman is given the job, given the higher paid job, I mean the more money. And the man is left to the wayside. Yeah, you can bust tables. You can be a janitor. You can do this and that, right? While the woman has the corporate job, you know, our sisters, you know, alhamdulillah, a lot of them are beautiful. So, you know, the men want them around anyway so they can look at their behinds and everything like that. So what happens is the woman comes home from work. She's tired. She's exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
Her man is laying on the couch watching
that's
the game.
That's not going to work out.
And the first thing she says is, look at this man.
Yeah.
Why don't you get up and get a job? Well, I went out looking for a job today. But well, you ain't trying hard enough. How come I can get a job and you can't get a job? Well, I don't know. And now it's an argument. Now they're breaking up the foundation of the house. Now what happens? Man, Ali, I'm tired of my woman talking about I can't take care of her, man. I'm about to get this money, man. I need your help. Can you help me get this money? We got to do this.
Do what?
We got to go get this money. We're going to go hit a bank. We're going to go hit an armored truck. We're going to do this and that. And other guys so stupid, they say, yeah, man, let's do it. And now they're committing crimes. They're selling drugs. They're doing all this so they can go back in the house and say, yeah, I'm the man of the house again. Well, you're doing this, and then it's now it's a fight. They're fighting each other. Most African-American homes have this problem because there's two people trying to be the imam of the house. Well, in the term that y'all might understand, trying to be the leader of the house.
One that wears the pants.
Now, so they came up with this saying, and I hate this saying. The very deep fiber of me hates this saying. I can do bad all by myself. That is a saying of destruction. You know why? Let me tell you, I hope ain't no kids listening because I ain't give you the hard truth. Okay. If I'm struggling and my woman is struggling and we're having hard times, but we're struggling together.
Subhanallah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
And maybe we go through some hard times, but guess what? We can be intimate with one another. We can take some of that stress off. You know,
is that how you
can take some stress off.
I thought you was going to say something profound.
No, this is getting deep.
This is straight primordial.
But what I'm saying is we lose sight because we think everything has to be based on substance. What about love? What about emotion and
love
heaven?
Don't pay the bills.
You don't have to.
No, that was facetious.
Oh, okay.
I was just saying.
But that's my point. So when someone says, I can do all bad about myself, then what happens next? Then you got a group of women.
You got people like Jill Scott who say you don't need men to raise children. You can do a group of women can do it.
Exactly.
And all these different things.
And
like,
then what happens? And what happens?
They destroy.
They become
faggots.
Yeah, they become lesbians. And then they you said it's too late. So anyway, they become lesbians.
Sorry.
No,
I'm not.
They become lesbians. No, he's not going to. You better not follow that.
I'm not going to follow that.
They become lesbians. And now you got women raising young men. You're not even a man now.
He's just a male.
So what I'm showing is the way the system works. It's the way it works. It's been like this. And a lot of people are blind to it because they don't live in the urban areas of America. They don't see. You don't see that on every corner is two things. There's the liquor store and there's the church. There's the liquor store and there's the church. We're going to keep you drunk off alcohol and high off of Jesus. That's what we're going to do. And you're going to keep on sucking it up because I'm going to tell you, and this is something I hate to my very fiber, because people, African-Americans, and I'm not getting into no racism, I'm just giving you the truth about the way that we're built up, our makeup. Mm-hmm. Our makeup is that we're athletically strong in most cases, right? Right?
Yeah.
So,
at least I am. I don't know about the rest of
it. When these people begin to get mad and begin to riot in straight black,
whoa.
When they begin to get mad, and that's 100% Colombiana. So when they get mad and begin to riot, who are the first people they send to say, please stop?
Mama.
Come on. Nope.
Who?
They get these Christian reverends.
Oh, yeah. You know? I know what you mean. Al Sharpton type.
Yeah, yeah. Boom, turn the cheek. Bam. How many cheeks you got? You only got two cheeks. And if I turn this way, I turn two more cheeks, my butt cheeks next.
No.
Exactly. But that's what they want you to do.
Yeah.
Because they know, I'm going to tell you, this is the hard truth, people, and I'm not trying to incite no riots or anything like that, but I'm going to tell you. And I hate to say it like this, but I remember back in the day, there was a Tupac song, right? And I'm not giving credit to Tupac, but he said something that was real. And this is back in my day, before I became Muslim.
You know music is around, right?
Yeah, before I became Muslim.
Are you still listening to
No, that? Before I became Muslim.
You
beat your feet out. Beat your feet out.
Hip rock.
And even though he wasn't on it, and, you know, Allah know his status, I do know some of his family members who are Muslim, alhamdulillah. But he said, his exact words in the songs was, there's more niggas than it is police. But this is how they control the mind. They send these guys out here to tell you, oh, you got to just tone it down. You don't. Man, listen, if you got 300 police officers and 3,000 dudes facing you, best believe them dudes is more scared than you are.
Mm-hmm.
But they have this mind control over black folks. It's a mind control thing. And this has been the game from the beginning. No one has answered my question yet. What is the problem?
What was the question?
The question was, why are there Muslims being attacked all over the world? I got all these callers on my screen, and I think people are scared to call in. I'm giving away a free T-shirt to the first person who could tell me why are Muslims being attacked all over the world. And no one is chiming in. I think the people are afraid.
Yeah,
I think they fear man, instead of fearing Allah,
subhanAllah.
They have too much fear. Okay, we got one person on the line. Let's see. Air code 9177233. Welcome to the Hard Truth with your host, Muhammad R. True Smith.
Salaam alaikum, my kid. It's your brother, Jabir.
Wa alaikum salaam, Jabir! What's going on, brother?
Man, just chilling. First of all,
you ain't out there knocking your heads off on that football field, are you?
Man, I try not to. But just to answer your question, I mean, this is just me. The reason why I believe that Muslims are being attacked across the world is still what they don't understand. And when you don't understand something, you attack it at its source. That's just like if you say, oh, a shark killed a woman. Everybody's going to kill sharks. Not understanding that sharks can kill that woman. That woman was just a shark scary at the wrong time. You see what I'm saying? That's like when a lion hunts. A lion don't know the difference between a human or a gazelle. It's doing what Allah tells it to do. A lion is hungry, a lion is going to hunt. A shark is going to do the same thing. When the shark is hungry, the shark is going to hunt. The shark is going to eat. So when you don't know something about Islam, or you're getting the wrong interpretation, or you don't want people to know the truth, what do you do? Cut its head off.
Okay, Jabir. Jabir.
And I don't want your shirt. You can keep your shirt.
Jabir.
I don't want your shirt.
You know I love you, right?
Right.
You know you my man, right? You know you my man for
right.
The grand, right?
Right.
Wrong answer, sir.
I'll take it. I'll take it.
Hey, listen,
I ain't got no problem being wrong.
The reason why I said that, Jabir, is because these people know Islam. They know Islam better than a lot of Muslims know Islam, bro. They know Islam. They got Hafiz the Quran. They got scholars. They know this religion. It's like it's not saying they don't know about Islam. They know Islam. They know Islam 110%, brother. Believe me. So, JazakAllah Khair for calling in, bro, inshallah. When you get on that football field, hit somebody with the hard truth one time, bro. Just for me, inshallah, all right?
Inshallah, okay, I got you.
Alhamdulillah, JazakAllah Khair. Okay, our next caller, area code 404, last four digits, 0825. Welcome to the hard truth with your host, Muhammad Hard Truth Smith.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
So I wanted to answer the question, or try to, and I want the free T-shirt, too, if I answer it right.
Alhamdulillah.
So I think that it probably starts with the select few of people, like, in the world who hold a certain amount of power and capital in terms of being able to make the major decisions that the, I don't want to call us followers, but essentially that the followers will abide by, because the majority, I think of people in general, probably don't really study. They don't really pay attention. They don't really read. They don't really ponder over things. They don't really think about things because of the programming that has been going on since time began, basically. You know, I mean, not time began, but, you know, since all of this, since this situation has grown into what it is, you know, the programming that has been put in place has, you know, decreased and has gotten some more sophisticated according to the different innovations in terms of society and the different, you know, quote unquote progresses in technologies and in sciences and in so called you know, when they bring new things to the picture, to the forefront. But I think that the people who basically control that, they know about Islam. You know, they've known about Islam. I can't tell you who they are, you know, because they probably change with the generations. But nevertheless, there's always some kind of people, you know, somewhere, a group. I don't know if they collaborate amongst each other. I mean, in this day and age, to some extent, they probably do collaborate on a level where, what?
Bilderberger, Trilateral Commission. Council of Foreign Relations, all that.
Well,
you know, it's possible. That's what we know. That's what we understand some of that stuff to be about. But nevertheless, it's possible because It's the same information that's trickling down. It's the same people who hold the money. It's the same people who, generation after generation, they hold the same power. And they know, right, that they somehow in their own teachings and learnings that's passed down in general now, because I'm sure you even have exceptions to these people. You know, you always got that black sheep who leave the family and he want to go do something else and go know something else. But nevertheless, you still have these same select few who learn the same things, and they understand what it's going to take to keep their finger on the pulse of the rest of the world enough to continue on with the programming.
Okay, let me chime in for a minute, sis. Let me chime in for a minute. Because the reason I want to chime in for a minute, you made some very good points, but you almost hit it. You was right on it, and then you went left field. So what I'm going to do for
okay.
you?
Okay. Okay. I just have a question.
Are you on Facebook? Are you on Facebook?
No, unfortunately, I'm not on Facebook right now.
Okay. What you can do? My write down my email address. Islamic Island Radio.
Mhm.
IslamicIslandRadio@gmail.com. And
okay.
if no one answers the question, I'm going to send you the T-shirt because you were so close. I was just waiting for you to say
okay.
it. You were so close.
Okay, I have one question real quick. The answer
okay.
to this question, is this something that you've confirmed or is this some put together, you know, opinion by you and your group?
I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, yo, is this dude?
I just
want to
know, is this something that you and
okay.
your team tonight or some other night have put together in terms of the proper answer that you think it should be? Or is this something that you investigated, you confirmed it,
and you will
provide the sources in which we will be able to look into ourselves to confirm?
You got to remember what I said in the question. I said, according to Muhammad Hartooth Smith. Remember I said that? I said, according
yeah,
to Muhammad Hartooth Smith. Yeah, so
well,
you got to listen to that.
You know,
okay,
I thought I heard you say that. I did. But I was still kind of holding out because if that's the case, if the question is according to Muhammad Hartooth Smith, who's mm-hmm. going to know? For those who you probably speak intimately with about these situations, who would know?
I'm going to give you my proof in a minute, inshallah. So we're going to sis, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Is this your first time listening to the show?
No, I listen regularly.
Alhamdulillah, you enjoy it?
Alhamdulillah, it's a good show. You guys are, I think y'all do a good job for, you know, beginners. Not real beginners, but you know.
Allahu Akbar. Thank you, sis.
Right.
You got me clapping. Astaghfirullah. Thank you, sis. Okay, we're going to go to the next caller, inshallah. Okay, now the question is, according to me, Muhammad Hartooth Smith, and even our my co-host, I might even give him a chance to try to answer this. Why is Islam being attacked all over the world? And if you want a free T-shirt, you got to.
Why is it being attacked?
All over the world.
Money. It's money. Islam stops all money. Islam stops money from alcohol. Islam stops money from drugs. Oh, really?
Next call.
No, you know what? This is back. Yo, I'm with y'all. This dude over here, no matter whatever you answer, it's going to be the opposite of that. This guy right here.
Okay. Area code 404, last four digits, 0537. Welcome to the Hard Truth with your host, Muhammad Hartooth Smith.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Alhamdulillah. I would say, and Allahu a'lam, Allah knows best, but
mm-hmm.
the main reason why the Muslims are going through what they're going through at this time, this day and hour, it's because of their self, their desires, them following their desires.
Mhm. Okay.
The Muslims are in a weak state. Tomorrow's been narrated that it will come a time when the Muslims, it will be like the filth.
that's not gonna work.
I mean, but that Islamically,
you know, from a spiritual aspect, he has some proof to
okay,
that.
Okay, look, we're tired of the shenanigans. What's the answer?
Okay. can I have some room?
No, I want to hear the answer. Just go ahead.
Can I get some room, brother?
Just answer.
Why you got your arm way on my side? This is your computer over here, brother.
Okay.
My line is over here, brother. Okay, go ahead. He's trying to push the buzzer on me. Okay. Okay, now, I'm going to give you the Muhammad Hard Truth Smith reason. And it makes sense.
Nice.
Did then. Alhamdulillah. What time is it? Should I give him more time? We got almost 45 minutes.
No, nah, man. We want to hear your shenanigans. Everybody's answering. Everybody I've heard has been giving good answers.
Very good answers.
Yeah, but you can't do that. That's not fair. You
okay.
Can't say the Muhammad Hard Truth Smith answer.
We have certain entities in the world, right?
Yes.
What is some of the most powerful entities in the world when it comes to government?
What do you mean? That's very ambiguous.
Okay. We have the European nation.
European Union.
European Union.
See, this is why we don't listen to
them. We have who? The United who?
United Snakes of America.
No, not the United, not America. I'm talking about the UN. United Nations. We have the United Nations, European. We have all these groups, right? And what are they doing?
I don't know.
They're coming together. Right? They're all coming together. Now, what story does it remind you of in the Quran? Think about the surah where Allah was speaking about how the people gathered together to fight against the Muslims.
Yes, it is.
33, right? Surah Al-Azab, right?
Azhab,
right? Now, what are these people trying to do when they come together? What is their basic goal? That's why I said the sister was on it. She just kind of slid off to the side. What is their common goal?
I don't know.
What is the UN trying to establish? What is
a one world government?
One world government.
Yeah.
So if they're telling you that they only want one law, that means there can't be two.
You know what?
There can't be two.
See, that's actually.
So hold on. I'm glad you can see that now. So. What is in the way? What's in the way? You can't use your voice. He's trying to use his voice. I have the button.
Buzz everybody up. Buzz yourself.
It's my truth.
But buzz yourself.
It's my truth, so I'm using it.
But yo, be fair.
So now, okay, now listen, hold on. They don't want two governments. They don't want two laws.
Mm-hmm.
So they are trying to put away the Sharia. They don't want Sharia. Because they want this one world government. The Christians are complying to it already. The Yahudis, the Jews are complying to it already. Everybody else, the Buddhists, everybody in the world is complying to it except the Muslims. The Muslims are the only people who said we're not complying to this. We want Sharia.
Oh, this is ushering in the Dajjal. That's the whole system is ushering in the Dajjal.
Exactly. So this is why the conflict, this is why they're saying get rid of Islam, eradicate Islam. The women in France cannot wear hijab in public places.
A lot of the sisters in the Arab countries can't wear their hijabs to school or college.
Exactly. So now we have to come to an understanding. Why? What are you guys doing? They're trying to annihilate Islam off the face of the earth.
Allah said they were trying to blow off his light with their mouth.
Yes. But what's happening is the problem is the most beautiful problem in the whole world, because it's not a problem for us, of course, is that the people are becoming more aware of Islam. The people are embracing Islam. The people are saying, you know what? What are these guys talking about? But we gotta hit one of our sponsors, inshallah. And they will enter into religion and what? Afwaja. So inshallah, we need to take a quick break because we've been talking too long and we don't want our sponsors to say they're going to pull the plug on us, inshallah. So let's hear from our sponsors.
The Hard Truth is sponsored by Ar-Rahman Education Center. Looking for an Islamic school for your children? Look no further. Ar-Rahman Education Center and Holy School Collaboration is the school for you. Located at the Dawah Center of America, 1631 West Haven Drive, Southwest Atlanta, Georgia, 30311. Our teachers are professional and certified. For preschool, contact Sister Zakiya at 678-752-1631. For elementary, contact Sister Indella at ilmacademyatlanta@gmail.com. That's ilmacademyatlanta@gmail.com. For middle and high school, contact Sister Halima at 678-308-6682. And that's the hard truth.
Alhamdulillah. So I hope the listeners understand where I'm coming from now. It's not just something I just concocted in my mind. It's just you just watch society. One thing you got to do is just look, man. Just look at what's going on in your world. Everything that's going on in this world is against Islam. Think about it. Everything we stand for, all the moral fibers, it's against Islam. They don't want Islam. They want to be the people of Lut. They want to be the people. They want to be Pharaoh. They want to be the Pharisees in the time of Isa alayhi salam. We are living in what's called the times of prophecy, meaning everything that different prophets went through.
Yeah, well, the things that they said would happen are all coming to all.
And it's like,
listen to the last sermon of Rasulullah. Everything he said is it. It's it now. Like I got a message here that I wanted to read. It says, if the government system can't stop Islam, it will divide us within Islam. There's a huge amount of racism within the deen. I have experienced it, and I believe it's harder being a white Muslim than a black, Arab, or Asian. They will try to divide us by race.
It's happening. And this person, whoever this person is, I applaud you. May Allah bless you. Because they hit the nail on the head. If you cannot stop the religion, keep it divided. Why? Because when you together, you're strong.
You're strong.
When you're divided,
you're weak.
You're weak. You got to let it go.
You know what they got to remember? You remember Sun Tzu, right?
Yeah.
Sun Tzu's Art of War.
Mm-hmm.
You know that's actually a standard for military operations for a lot of governments.
They studied it.
They studied it, and that's one of the things they said.
Mm-hmm.
If you can divide an army, you will weaken them.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what they do to us. They got us worried about whose pants is at the ankles, who's following the sunnah. Yo, there's 2 billion Muslims on the planet, and you mean to tell me that Palestine can't get medicine? They're killing kids all over the world, and we can do nothing?
Listen, these puppet governments, whoa! You need to make tall.
Wow!
I'm sorry.
No, I'm not. Y'all, may Allah forgive me, but I'm not sorry for that statement.
I mean,
it was something that Allah wouldn't be.
Okay, we got a call on the line. Before we take the caller, listen, I have a problem with these Muslim governments. How are you all so weak? All these so-called, see, this is that racism, the thing, they keep the governments divided. They keep themselves divided for real. Because they don't have any goodness. You know, they keep it's all about how much money I can make rain. You know, they showed the Saudi prince one time making it rain.
Did you see that on that lady?
And the chick, she was just like, I don't care how much money you got.
Yeah, yeah,
she must be from America or something.
Nah,
some American girls, they take that money real.
Yeah.
But the thing is, it's amazing how much wealth and power they have and how weak they are. It takes us back to that very famous hadith where the Prophet Muhammad SAW said that the people will call each other. They will call each other to eat from the Muslims.
Yeah.
Like an eater eats from a plate.
Yeah.
And when they say, oh, Messenger of Allah, will we be small with us? Will we be small?
He said,
you will be, you have big numbers.
But you will be weak like the foam of the sea.
Like the foam of the sea. Why?
Dominance on
Why?
The water.
He said, because you will have this disease in your heart. He said, Ya Messenger of Allah, what is the disease? He said, why?
Yeah.
He said, what is wahin? He said, Muhammad the Dunya will cover them out. He said, they will love this world and fear this death. And then this is the ayat in the Quran where Allah says, Barranna ala qulubihim wa ma kanu yaksibun.
Yeah.
He said, and their heart is a disease. What's the last part? Yaksibun and
SubhanAllah. Increase the disease?
No, that's
not.
No, that's. Inshallah, one of our very verse people will be able to call and help us out on that show. We had a call on the line. I was about to pull them in, but I think they...
You know what else? You know what else is interesting? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends us tests. You know, think about this. All these people who live in these great, like Oman, Bahrain,
Dubai,
Saudi Arabia. You're from the land where this thing went down.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what percentage, but I've heard people say that people don't even go to the masjid. Mm-hmm. How could you be from a country that...
Well, you know what happens is, like in Egypt, I was told this. I don't know how true this is. But if you go to Fajr every morning, you get locked up. You get locked up for going to Fajr. Imagine, you know, we break our necks to go to Fajr.
You can't be calling each other. Yo, you call me this morning, like, yeah. Yo, you got like, I'm up, I'm good.
Yeah, you know. But if I'm in a Muslim country, it's like I'm expected to be the masjid.
You know what's funny? I was reading something about this French guy who was attacking Muslims and he couldn't beat them. So one time they beat him, I forget his name, one of the kings over there. They beat him and they locked him up. He sat in the jail and he watched them. He watched how they did things. He said, these people are efficient. You know, when we were following the sunnah,
mm-hmm.
He went back to, so he stayed there for like 15 years or something. He went back to his country, implemented it into their society. But the problem is the fact that we don't follow the sunnah. We don't know the Quran. We don't have iman and we don't follow the sunnah.
Because
mm-hmm. The bottom line is, dudes is scared to die. People are scared to die.
Mm-hmm.
People are also afraid of the truth.
No, that's
they're afraid of the truth. Yo, the reality of the situation boils down to this. No matter what me and Muhammad sit up here and say, if you read your Quran, Allah tells you that these people will fight you until you take their religion or take their way.
Mm-hmm.
Many places in the Quran, we didn't even bring that forth yet. We didn't even bring anything about the Quran yet. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we're just trying to bring on a level that you can understand. We didn't want to get deep into that. But the Quran says in probably 100 places how these people would strive to defeat you, to defeat Islam. He says it is not you. It is this Quran that you bring. It's this truth that you bring. People don't want to follow it. Look at Abu Jahl and them. Like for instance, Soto Kafirun. Them people knew what he was saying was true.
Mm-hmm.
They knew what the Rasul Sallallahu was saying was true. But they said, we got to hold on to what we want. And that's what the same people are doing. Man, this is from Shaitan. This is all Shaitan.
SubhanAllah.
I don't know. He said he would keep a weight on a straight path. He didn't say he's going to wait in the bars. He didn't say he's going to wait in the bathrooms. He didn't say he's going to wait on the porno sites. He didn't say that. He said he's going to wait on a straight path. So what does that mean? That means
because these are the people that's on autopilot. They don't care about the people on autopilot.
He said smoke weed, fornicate, drink alcohol.
You know,
be arrogant.
We were talking about the other day. We were talking about in the last sermon of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, where he said, "Oh people, Shaitan has lost all hope and make you commit the major sins. So beware of the minor sins. Look at us now." We jump right over the minor sins. We go straight to major sins.
I ain't praying today.
Man, you know how many Muslims commit zina? You know how many Muslims commit zina on a daily?
No fear of Allah.
No.
No fear. And yo, you know what's the ill part? Like, not only do they do it, it's like, no, like.
Don't care.
Like it's not like tomorrow you like this. Oh my God, come. You know, you fearing for your life.
Mm-hmm.
So, what it really begins with is. It's a rejuvenation of the iman because these people work 24/7, 7 days a week, 365 Gregorian days a year to fight Islam every way they can. Yo, even it gets down to food, schooling. You know, our kids go to public school. They're not learning Islam there.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something about that, Aki. If I went into the masjid and I said to the people in the masjid, let's get together. Because, you know, everybody loves building masjids. They love, I mean, everybody want to build a masjid. We got like
2 gazillion masjids.
But if I said.
No, but Fajr, 3 people.
Listen, if I go to the masjid and I say, listen, everybody, we're going to put a housing economic structure together. We can get Muslim housing and free schooling. You know what the mass should sound like? It would the mass sound like. See you later on, brother.
Yeah.
Another problem is that we have no sense of struggle. No one wants to sacrifice their time, and I know it's hard, especially in America. You know, I know it's hard because you got to work. You know, like I want to do more research for my shows, yeah. But I know I have to work. I got to take care of a family. You know, I have my wife and my children. And, you know, people in the community we deal with. So we have so much things going on. But it's the sacrifice we have to make. You know, every Muslim, and I know everyone is not a scholar. I know everyone is not a mujahid. I know everyone is not a farmer.
An alim.
You know, we know this. But do something. Don't just sit around and just, you know, twinkle your toes and...
Yo, bottom line is this. People, and I'm going to say it, and it just is what it is. We might do a show on this. I call it the Western Muslim paradigm.
Mm.
It's how people that grew up in the West view Islam. People don't view Islam in the classical sense. They view it like they do Christianity. Same type of concept. I'm Muslim when I'm here. But you go out and do other things. We don't fear Allah. The people don't fear Allah at all. They do whatever they want to do. And meanwhile, the same Creflo Dollar, $60 million jet-having people flying around is carting these people off to hell, and you next. Because the bottom line is, yo, when you read the stories of the Sahaba, or when Allah says in the Quran, he says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. And what follows, is that you? No. So you ain't a believer. You just a Muslim. Like what he said to the Arabs, the desert Arabs.
He said, old desert Bedouins.
Bedouins, yeah.
Do not say you believe, because belief is not yet into your heart. Just say you submitted yourself. That's it.
And you ain't even submit yet, because you still don't even make the lot. You smoking weed, you doing all this stuff. We are very weak ummah.
Oh, very weak.
Very weak ummah.
Very weak.
Yo, people, I heard somebody was like, yo, they don't make Fajr. Like, Fajr. Like, I was like, yo, you know, we make Fajr every day. Yo.
Somebody said, yo, they don't make Fajr.
They said people from where they from don't make Fajr. Listen to this. You know, in the UK, they don't call the event out loud. They're not allowed to.
Why?
I don't know. It starts with things small. That's like bid'ah.
Mm.
Starts with something small. And the next thing you know, so.
The bid'ah ball. So, alhamdulillah, next week, we got to let you know what's going on next week, people. The topic will be, I would marry you, but.
Woo!
I would marry you, but.
You are not.
And this is something that we see going on in America a lot and around the world also. Even people don't marry because different, they could be the same race, but different tribes. You know, it's amazing.
That's fine.
So, inshallah, next week we're going to talk about that, inshallah. And I think that we have covered
pretty much,
inshallah.
Dude, we just wanted to give you some tidbits to chew on.
Yeah.
So the next time when you wake up and you turn on the TV and you watch Tom and Jerry and you realize that, the Bugs Bunny, and you see them chasing the Arabs all over the place, yeah.
Alhamdulillah. So, inshallah, we'd like to hear from our listeners. If you enjoy the show, you know, let us know. You know, go on Facebook, Twitter, wherever you find us at. Email us at IslamicIslandRadio@gmail.com. Let us know about the show. Tell us what you think. You know, the show is on every Wednesday night at 9 o'clock, and we're working on putting more shows on. We need equipment. If anyone wants to donate money to our radio show so we can get more shows up, you can go to PayPal at IslamicIslandRadio@gmail.com. At IslamicIslandRadio@gmail.com, And in that way, we can get the equipment. We need better cameras. What else we need? Cause we're trying to set up where we can have a studio audience, where people, because people want to come and listen to the show live. We want to get it set up right where we can take the camera and we can have a camera man turn and see the people who's asking the question and so on and so forth. We need microphones. We need what's it called? A Polycom that takes the calls. So we need these things. So if anyone wants to make a generous donation of $5,000 or more, or even a little bit less than that, we need the money so that we can keep bringing you the hard truth and bringing it to you in a better manner than what we're doing now, inshallah. So like we say every night that we're on the show, if we said anything wrong or something that was not the truth, then, you know, may you forgive us and may Allah forgive us. And if we say anything that is correct or something that will bring you closer to Allah as a wajal, then all the praise is due to Allah, for He's in control of all things. And we are out of here, and that's the hard truth. And we're going to let...
I got one last thing to say.
Here you go, y'all.
And for all y'all people, you know, a lot of people keep running over to Saudi Arabia. Oh, I want to go to Saudi. This is the same place where the Rasulullah fought to get to the Kaaba, and they got a freaking McDonald's there. Remember the thing. One of the things that has been the most devastating thing in Islam is westernization of the Muslims. Just remember that. That's all I have to say about
that. That's the hard truth. Yum, yum. Take us out of here, baby.
Yum, yum. Says she need more money.
Yum, yum need more money.
She said she needs
they
more.
They better fix my yum, yum. Oh, they played me.
Yum, yum.
She's going to be mad at me if I don't. Uh-oh.
Gotta find that.
Right? I'm trying to figure out what area
for you when you get to this.
Here we go. I think this is it right here.
My daddy has to come home now, and that's the hard truth. Assalamu alaikum.
Okay, people, we're out of here. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And that is the hard truth.
Yeah, that's the hard truth, all right.